First, the basics. Automatic license plate readers are small cameras that can be mounted on bridges, police cars, tow trucks, entrances to parking lots, toll booths, practically anywhere. They can take pictures of thousands of license plates per minute and record the time, date, and place the car was seen. Then all the information is sent to a vast database. The data is stored by police departments to find stolen cars and solve crimes, but it's also collected by private companies and sold.
Let's pretend that I'm a repo truck driver.
Andy Buchholz designed some of the first license plate reader equipment.
I may run across a plate, ABC123, several times as I'm just driving around, and I'm not looking for it today.
But maybe tomorrow this repo man is called by a bank and it says, can you seize ABC123 because the owner's not paying his bills?
You could then look in the data and say, oh, I have been running across that one over on Main Street all the time in the data. I'll just go by and pick it up.
Privacy advocates say automatic license plate readers have the potential to create permanent records of virtually everywhere we've driven, creating opportunities for abuse. Carol Rose is the executive director of the ACLU of Massachusetts.
In many ways, these big databases know more about ourselves than we do. Where were you last October 14th? Can you document every place you went? Well, I can't either, but a big database probably could.
Civil rights groups worry the police could use the information to target minorities. Arlene Isaacson of the Massachusetts Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus pointed to a case where a Washington, D.C. cop pleaded guilty to looking up license plates near a gay bar and blackmailing the car's owners.
Some closeted gay folks and GLBT folks do not want it known that every Friday they are parked outside the gay club in town or the HIV clinic or the doctor who treats transgender people. This is life-altering information so personally important that neither the government nor a company wishing to make a profit should have the right to collect it, keep it, share it.
Massachusetts lawmakers are considering several bills that would ban the private use of license plate scanners. They would also require law enforcement to delete its plate data after 48 hours. Chris Metaxas is the CEO of Digital Recognition Network, a subsidiary of Vigilant Solutions, which operates one of the largest databases of license plate information in the country. He says his company's work is protected by the First Amendment because the photography acts as constitutionally protected speech.
There's absolutely no expectation of privacy in a license plate. It contains no personal nor identifiable information. LPR technology is simply photography. It's taking a picture that has no expectation of privacy, and it is in public view.
Andy Buchholz, the innovator of the technology, explains the argument this way. He says anyone can just walk down the street and take a photo of a car, including its license plate.
Well, imagine if you were a busy bee and you decided, I'm going to take the photo of 10,000 plates today, and you could. So the thing is, where did the automation of you taking a picture make it illegal?
Buchholz also argues we shouldn't expect much privacy these days. Cell phone companies are tracking our GPS locations. Google collects massive amounts of personal data. And let's not even start on the NSA. But privacy advocates say those examples are no reason to stop caring about who has our personal information. Again, the ACLU's Carol Rose.
The notion that we can already track people wherever they go is simply changed by the fact that this is automatic and secret. We're scooping up tens of thousands and now millions and even billions of people's license plates and retaining it indefinitely.
More than a dozen states have passed or are considering legislation that would restrict the use of license plate readers or the storage of data. Even if Massachusetts passes such a law, it's not a done deal. In Utah last month, one company filed a First Amendment lawsuit to overturn a ban. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.